So now I know I'm not going to too adjust. I knew it from the very beginning I wasn't going to too adjust. All right, let's go back through.
Jeff?
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
On the screen? Are you saying that when you make the determination about the 2-point difference in total energy for two adjust, you should go to the automatic?
I would look here and see if it is taken care of first. Because we're so hung up on saying, well, okay, hey, here's horses that within the total energy is greater than 2. I'm going to 2-adjust. Where in reality, once we look at this screen, we can see that they are, the automatic takes care of them.
If it's less than 2, then don't adjust. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm suggesting. Because I can see, let's eliminate this horse. Let's eliminate this horse. What is the average? About a 133, a 160, 385. Okay? See, I knew this by looking at an average of the total energy of the horses before I ever got here. These adjustments are based upon the horses that you have entered into the computer. It's a triangulated adjustment. The adjustments are based upon these horses and the dream race. Now I want to go to back through Spencer, and I want to go to the adjustment screen. Go on, let's go. That's all right. Let's go to the adjustment screen. All right, now we're going to hit 3. All right. Summer Squall gets 0.83. All right? That is the adjustment that this horse in reality really gets. This 83 is divided by how the horse expends his energy. Maybe by 3 points, by 3, it may be less. But this is divided, you could say, okay, it's divided into 3. And a third of it is put on each fraction. It isn't, but that's close enough that you can understand. Now, don't do it, Spencer. If you hit E for enter your own adjustments and type in this 0.83, the total 83 goes on each fraction. This is what I'm saying. Be careful of the 2-adjust. There are times you have to use it, but make sure that all of the horses that you have are true contenders. Because this 83 is what this horse is supposed to get based upon the other horses in the race. We're going to accept it like it is, hit enter. Look at the next horse. 113. 113. Now remember, you take this 113 and add it to each fraction. Wow. We're really helping a slow horse. Now, why do I want to help this horse that much when I can look at the adjusted total energy and see that it's taken care of? Hit enter. 101, unbridled. Hit enter. Black tie, 0.44. Hit enter. Minus 41. I'm always hesitant to take a horse that is the top horse in the race and give him a minus 0.41 on each fraction. The total energy, the horse with the greatest total energy is basically the fastest horse in the race. fast horses win races. Over slow horses. Slow horses win races when they're running against slow horses, not against fast horses. Okay? Accept it. Now hit 9 for thermation.
When you accepted that, did you accept the one adjustment?
Pardon?
When you accepted that, did you accept the one adjustment?
Yes. I just hit enter and accepted it. I just wanted to show you what each horse was getting. All right? Now we know this horse is way out there because his total energy was so much greater than the other. His total energy. But back it up. Let's run it again. Now let's look and let's see who jumps out and gets the lead. What's black time? This horse was pressing, not running early, pressing. Okay? Hit 6. Why do I know that this screen is wrong in this particular instance? Because it doesn't match the order of finish of thermation. Is this race going to run sustained? Bill, this answers your question. Designated place horse. Okay? Spencer? Look here. Designated place horse. Put black tie up there. You know, this is a two horse betting methodology. What two horses are you going to bet? Black Tie and Twilight Agenda. Let me ask you this question. Why doesn't the Contra horse win this race? Or run second in this race? The Contra horse doesn't run second in this race because they're all chasing Black Tie Affair. You take Black Tie Affair out of the race, who leads the race wire to wire? Twilight Agenda. Okay, any questions?
Yeah. Since Fest is such a slow horse, what happens when you take him out? Scratch him.
I don't know. We'll take him out. I wanted him in because I put him on my Exacta. I wasted $2. Okay, let's take him out and look. We're going to scratch Feston. Now, I'm not going over this because most... Hold it right there. Now, here. Here's your MUV. Black Tie Affair. Agenda. Squall and Unbridled. Okay? Let's go and take Festa now. Thermation. change the order of finish?
I don't know.
Six. Twilight Agenda is now the sustained horse. But it doesn't have Black Tie up there second, where it should be, next screen. There it is. How's the race going to set up? Other than sustained.
Pivot horse.
Only thing is that Feston isn't going to affect the race regardless, because he's a one-move horse. Leave him in. Just don't adjust him up to the other horses. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
When do you adjust?
Well, I don't know. It's something that you're just going to have, based upon your handicapping. When it's greater than 2 points, usually. But go look at that screen that I just got through going through to show you. And maybe a lot of times it'll take care of it. When you usually to adjust, now these horses were all coming from different tracks. But say you've got a horse coming from a fast track to a slow track. Or a real slow track to a fast track. I would say if they're contenders, adjust. I'm not going to have any problem with adjustments because I'm going to get the right contenders. I'm looking at the total energy. Spencer, could we go? Let's go back to the energy generator. I'm sorry? I'm looking at the total energy right here. A 162 to a 164. Now we've taken Feston out. What is the average? About a 160, 165 or 164 something. I already know that the automatic adjustment's going to take care of this. Even with Feston in. I don't care if it's greater than 2 points. We give you two as a guideline. Just because it's two, don't go in there and start doing it. Evaluate and look. These horses in this race are sustained. Why does Black Tie show up as a sustained presser? Although he goes wire to wire at this particular distance, he goes to wire and exerts his energy sustained. Now, any questions on the program? Any questions at all?
Can I look at the Thoromation screen again?
Thoromation screen. Yeah. If you believe that Twilight Agenda can outrun Black Tie Affair early. Okay? Hey, listen, I'm telling you that this is a two-horse betting methodology. I bet one horse because Howard said I was allowed to. But I'm telling you to bet black tie and Twilight Agenda. And I bet black tie fair, one horse bet. Why? Because I knew that matchup says that he could go all the way.
When they started out, did you put it at the start where they start you without the cook on at the first bracket over there?
I knew before I put it in the computer who was going to win the race.
Can we hear him back it up?
Yeah, back it up. Spencer, let him say it again.
I can even stop it.
Now, you see where? Who jumped out in the lead? Okay.
Well, he was alone early in the race.
Well, you know, I don't go a lot by that. You know, this is personally, that's a misconception. You better learn what ESP really truly means. I mean, I don't work in it. I'm sorry. Because it changes due to the makeup of the race. Now you tell me, you got four horses that are going for the lead, and all four of them are early. You designate them as early horses. Hey, all four of those horses ain't going to run down that.